Oh, shit.
What'd you do?
Starting a fire. I'm not used to having this thing in front of me.
That's what she said.
Oh!
Yeah, I know.
I was looking at senior citizen pulling that kid's pants down.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. That's a picture of Big Fatty at the pig pen.
Are we all laughing at that stupid picture at all? One of those days.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not used to having this thing in front of me.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1878 of the BFO for Monday, the 6th of April, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and bring you an update on the new Fat Villa. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Final Four's Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are final for us because, y'all, we have gone from 68 teams in the sports ball tournament down to 64, down to 32, down to 16, down to the elite, the Sweet 16, down to the Elite 8, and then down to the Final Four. And, y'all, tonight on the sports ball, is the national championship. And I know most of you don't give a flying Big Fatty. We know what they don't like to fly. But I know that Mean Keen and Big Fatty enjoy it. So, y'all, you're just going to have to suck it up. Just suck it up. Yes, Big Fatty, they need to. They suck on other things. They can suck this, too. Yes. And, y'all, this song that's playing is one of my favorite ones that they played during the basketball tournament. And so, y'all, before we get started and tell you about the weekend and everything, we're just going to have a little musical intertube. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Plus, it's content. Yes! And, y'all, I think that there's a kind of a important message in the words to this song. And y'all, by the way, if you don't know who is participating in the finals over the weekend, Wisconsin beat the University of Kentucky. Big Fatty, is that CU? It is, according to Mean Keen, it is. And Duke beat Michigan State, so it'll be Duke going against Wisconsin. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's done. Win or lose, you always did your best. Cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew.
Thank you.
gotta see y'all today. Today, Monday, the 6th of April. Y'all, it is a very, important celebration of exiting the birth canal here at the BFO, y'all, because this is a long-time listener to the BFO. And y'all, this person has attended the Pride 48, and he came to a couple of Big Fatty's meet and greets out there in San Francisco. So nice of him and choice. And y'all, he's just a sweetheart and a big supporter of Pride 48. So y'all, if you see Anthony Antoran on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all just wish him, give him a big old yes, Big Fatty, give him a big old birthday hug or a spanking. He likes a spanking. Yes, Big Fatty, there's no accounting for taste. He also reached under your kilt that time. Well, you know, there's just something under there that people always like to see. And you know, here it is. It's the day after Easter, and you know, everybody enjoys the Easter egg. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, if you see Ant on the Twitty of the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, some of you out there in San Francisco, so nice of him twice, make sure you take him out and give him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty running around in the woods with a skull, trying to catch gentlemen callers. Big Fatty, y'all, and there was a, I don't know if I read this one or not, BF cleaning up the new fat villa. Big Fatty's there with his Eureka upright, and his clutching his pearls. And y'all, speaking of clutching, that blue jeans guy, David, spotted Big Fatty. His Big Fatty has heard the crickets one time too many, and y'all, Big Fatty is choking. He's just choking, David, choking the living crickets out of him. Big Fatty, y'all, the ramble reteed has spotted Big Fatty. Also, it says ramble redhead goes from aw to ah. When hashtag Roger makes a big revelation. Big Fatty, yes. Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, it's been a busy weekend. Big Fatty has selected, I think I may have announced this, I've selected Granny's brother to paint the Fat Cave. And y'all, the color I chose was, it's called Soft Tan. Ready? That sounds vulgar. No, it's just lovely. So that's all starting today. And he's told me that he can have the place done in about 15 minutes. Now, Big Fatty, he did not. He said it'd probably be 3 or 4 days. So, y'all, the things are moving forward on that. Y'all, I'm having the burglar alarm installed on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, then I had the mover come by the Fat Cave here and take a look at Big Fatty's shit. Big Fatty, can we just call it your possessions rather than your shit? Okay, take a look at my possessions. And y'all, he's given me an estimate, and I'm good to go. And he sees that I am indeed packed and ready to go. And just, you know, whenever he can fit me in. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Anyway, so I've I'm definitely on the calendar at the end of the month, but if something cancels out, he's gonna move me up quicker. So that would be lovely. Y'all, let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Y'all, on Saturday, Granny and Durwood got a tour of the Fat Villa, and y'all, they're either good actors or they thought it was very nice, and so it was nice to have folks come out and see the place and everything, Then what else did I do this weekend? Y'all, I packed a little bit of stuff. Oh, I know what I did. Y'all, I've put items that I'm selling that I can't take with me. I'm putting it on the Coal Mine Chronicle. It's a little daily newsletter. And you can sell your shit. Big Freddy, let's call it your possessions again. Okay. Y'all, I put on there. I had three window air conditioning units that I've put on there. I've sold two of them. Y'all, I had my washer and dryer on there. I've sold it. What else did I have on there? Well, I had the futon on there. It was the first thing to go, y'all. It was the very first thing to go. I've got my ceiling fan here in the studio on there, but no one's jumped on it yet. Big Fatty. My drapes here in the Fat Cave that were made specially for the Fat Cave, y'all, I have sold them as well. What else did I sell? Big Fatty, we don't remember. There are a couple other things. Oh, and my stove. I've got my stove sold. Oh, my radar range. Radar range microwave oven has sold as well. So, y'all, that'll be lovely to get rid of those things and get a little cash money from the ATM machine. In addition to that, now, y'all, on Saturday, Granny and Durwood and I, after touring the Fat Villa, y'all, we rode around the neighborhood a little bit, and y'all, we found a little barbecue joint called, I think it was called the barbecue joint. Be ready. I really think it was called the barbecue joint. But, y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. They had, you know, you get your order, and then you go over and you pour your tea and everything. And they have all these different sauces there. And, y'all, there was one bottle that had three X's on it. And so Big Fatty got a little one of those little cups and put a little of the XXX in there. Big Fatty, you caught it. You thought it was pwn. That's why. And y'all went to the table, and y'all, I dipped a piece of the pulled pork in there. Y'all, I tell you, it burned the hair out of my nose. It is just absolutely, y'all, if your eyes are dry, you can taste this stuff, and your eyes will water like there's no tomorrow. And y'all, Durwood even just barely put a little bit on his tongue, and he was like, ooh, ooh. And of course, Granny was a pussy. Big Fatty. But y'all, we had a real good lunch and a real good visit, and then came back here to the Fat Cave and did a few more little things around here. Y'all, I've been taking down drapes and blinds and what else? And hardware from the windows, because y'all, it's all got to go. And so I was working on that some, and y'all, then I was on that stick it with a poke. By the way, it'll be on hiatus. You heard them at the beginning of today's little show, but stick it with a poke is going to be on hiatus for two weeks. So y'all, it won't be back until the 25th. The 25th of April, because Gavin is going to visit his hats somewhere out there in Arizona, New Mexico. I don't remember where it is. Maybe they'll see Gary in Phoenix. Big Fatty, I thought he moved. Well, I don't know. Maybe he did. Anyway, I think they're going to try to see Nessa too. Oh, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. lonely. That was that. Y'all, then I got up Sunday morning. Y'all, I had a little 9-cubic-foot freezer here in the Fat Cave, and I was going to sell that, but Granny said he wanted it, so I just gave it to him. And he and his brother came by and picked it up Sunday morning. And, y'all, then I went out to, this is Easter Sunday. I went out and tried to get me a little something to eat. And, y'all, of course, all the places I wanted to go were closed. Anyway, finally got a little something to eat. And, y'all, then I went over to the Fat Villa. And, y'all, I got all my shelf paper. All my shelf paper. Except it's not really paper. It's kind of spongy stuff. But I've got all my shelves covered. I was real proud of that, and I've got that done, so we're moving forward. I need to get one more roll. There are two different sizes, a small thin roll and a wide roll, and I need to get one more of the small thin rolls. I've got two more shelves that I just ran out of stuff, y'all. But I was real pleased that my ciphering on how much big and how much little to get was pretty much on the button. That's basically what I've done this weekend. It seems like there was something else. Y'all, I listened to quite a few little shows this weekend. Oh, you know what else I did, y'all? I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, y'all. Vons East had exactly the same things on sale this week, I guess because it was Easter. But, y'all, I went and picked up, they had a Frito corn chip. You know, like the Frito Bandito? Picked up a bag of those, took them out to the Fat Villa, in case I need a little snack. Got me some baby spinach, some bananas. Y'all, the Oscar Mayer Bay Friend was on sale. Buy two, get one free. Y'all, I got me some Brussels sprouts. I thought I'd cook some of them up. Got some of my egg whites. Y'all, they had the Girl Scout cookie ice cream on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one at half price. Y'all, I got me a pineapple, some of that citrus solid, some Jimmy Dean sausage. And y'all got my fried chicken. Y'all, oh, by the way, they let us off at the coal mine at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday, and that's when I went to the Vons East. Y'all, I spent $52.14, but I saved $18.91. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, guys. So, y'all, I just want to close out today's little show. Y'all, Princess Hana sent me an e-letter after I'd recorded the Friday little show. But, y'all, it was a picture of the boy genius, and, y'all, he's in the hospital. He had problems with his sinuses, and it got filled with pus and everything, and he just felt like a living hell. So we're sending out good wishes to the boy genius. I hope that he's feeling better and that he's on his way to recovery. Y'all, I also got a very strange e-letter, but I'll discuss it a little bit later in the week. Y'all, it's from a new lurker listener named Patty, but we'll discuss that a little bit later. Order, Gussie. While I've been out at the Fat Villa, I've been listening, on my trips out and back. Y'all, I've been listening to little shows. Y'all, did you listen to Trimley Singles' little show? Y'all, he had the mechanical on there. And, y'all, I thought it was on April Fool's Day because, y'all, it was upbeat and positive and everything. And I thought, well, what have you done with Trimley Single Tim? I was listening to the latest Tastes Like Burning. And Tastes Like Burning Tim. Big Fatty, maybe it's just people named Tim. Y'all, he was doing chants and Gavin, tell us how was your Easter, did you have an egg hunt?
I'm not used to having this thing in front of me.
Oh, well, that's not what I meant by an egg hunt, but you really should go to the library more often.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.